Blog Talk Radio.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task.
Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter, we shall not weaken or tire, neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
You have tried to change my country. You've tried to change my life. No one ever asked me if I thought that this was right. It's time for us to tell you that we will go through hell to defend our country and to help BDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to get that right. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. We'll save England and the UK. You have lied to all the people, tried to take away their rights, but we won't let you sell this land, not without a fight. It's time for us to tell you that you can go to hell. It's time for us to stand and fight and join the EDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. Won't forget the men who died to give that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. To save England and the UK. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. Won't forget the men who died to give that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. So save England and the UK.
Do love our land. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the English Defence League radio show broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio, the English Defence League radio show, the voice of the EDL. And the producer and the co-host of the show this evening is our very own Kel Fritzy, aka the Red Fox Blogger. Tonight, the nickname Kel, just as Kel.
I forgot
tonight
to put in my nickname.
No problem. And also, I've just got to say, Cal, before we do, we got also Sue from New Mexico is listening in on the device, and this was a pleasure to see you here, Sue. God bless you.
Oh, absolutely.
So there you go. I just want to read just something out, because there's been lots of things that's been going on this week, and I just want to read out a little bit of who we are. EDL Radio supports all our brothers and sisters. We support our Jewish friends. We support LGBT. We support other religious persuasions. We do not support Islamists. Welcome to the English Defence League Radio Show, the place where we discuss the issues that the newspapers, TV, and terrestrial radio won't touch. The EDL Radio Show is the program for the English Defence League members and supporters. In that, you will find the honesty and the direct approach come to expect from us. This is your platform. The show is yours. And I will continue with that. You don't mind me doing this, Carl. Listen to the archive shows, etc., etc. So, and I'm just going to read out just one thing, which I think is so important to the times that we live. Think this, ladies and gentlemen. All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. And that's by Edmund Burke, and that goes back quite a long way. I think 1877, if I remember right. Oh, God, let me save salt without tell.
You got her, baby.
What I want to do tonight, though, Kel, I'm going to start with, because a statement was put out earlier on Facebook, which I think it's only appropriate that we read. It's been a bit of a turmoil situation going on this week. And not forget, we got a demonstration coming up this weekend, and I know there's a lot of people turning up. I know the up from the Midlands, they're all geared up and ready to go.
That's
new
right.
divisions have been set up, and it's thriving and
Stephen
business as usual. Yes, certainly is. So, good to have you this evening as well, Gail. And to our guests in the chat room, I've just let me have a quick look. My goodness me, it soon builds, doesn't it, Gail?
It does build.
I've given them all
very
away,
fast.
Gail. I've given all away.
I'm very pleased with Jeff and myself. We're very pleased to, I prize people that there is a demonstration on June 7th. And that is at Stephen Ridge this week. Hey, boss, do I get my raise now?
Stephen, yeah, that's correct, Kel. As I say, you know, I've been looking around and sort of from the Midlands, we should see new divisions have been coming into fruition. And this has really warmed my heart this week when I see that, and I know the strength of the English Defence League is still going strong. You get things put in the way, lots of things happen, you know, dramas, big things going on, but it's not stopping us our course. This is, you know, this is not just about one person. This is about the whole collective thing. You know, the English Defence League isn't about one person, a leader as such. This is about a collective of people who really is worried of what's going on in their country. You can see it. Look at these grooming cases. What we see, ladies and gentlemen, these are happening to our kids. These are our kids that this is happening to. And, you know, we've got to do something about it. We've got to do something about it. If it means demonstrating, going on the streets and doing what we do the best, and to push it out to these politicians, we want something done. These people shouldn't be allowed to keep getting away with it and all the hiding it under the carpet, pretend it's not happening. It is happening. There's children scarred for life. There's dead children. This is what's got to me more than anything. This is what drives me on, Kel, as a person. This is so, so important. We can't let this continue. People have got to do something about it, and that is why the English Defence League will go to these places. And Stephen is one of these places when his groomers have been doing their dirty little business. But before I sort of explode, I've got to read. I'm going to read this statement out, which let's make sure
go
I've got
for
it right.
Jeff. Yeah.
Okay. Right. This is a statement by the chairman, Steve Eddowes, and this is a press release. Okay. And I'm reading it on behalf of Steve. Now, I didn't actually ask him, so, Steve, if you're listening in, I'm doing this because I think it's quite appropriate to do it on the show this evening. And it's quite a big chance that Mr. Eddowes will appear on the show tomorrow night, okay? So, and the statement follows as like this. The recent departure of Helen Gower has brought with it attacks on the EDL leadership, including accusations of anti-Semitism, homophobia, and underhanded conduct. This press release addresses those allegations and put to rest the many rumours that have been circulating since her departure. Since being elected chairman, I have had to alter the way I do things to a degree. As head of security, my job was to be seen, yet not to be seen. As chairman, I am now very much in the public eye, and that is alien to me. I'm finding it difficult to adapt. One element that I've avoided in the past, but that I now find myself embroiled in, is public spats on social media. Time and time again, I've witnessed these events. It seems some people are not happy unless they are creating drama, and I second that. For the record, I have never, nor will I ever, air dirty washing in public. I get no enjoyment from petty Facebook fisticuffs, but the sad reality is some people thrive on it. They live for that sort of thing. And when you take away the forum for that drama, which is the EDL, you find that they were never loyal to the cause in the first place. The sad thing is the EDL loses a lot of good people in the wake of calls by these spats. I've had it up to my neck with this. Hence, I find myself having no choice but to publicly respond to the campaign that has been launched against me and the regional organisers. Before I proceed, I want to appeal to all those with whom I have done business over the years. Those of you who have come to know me, come to me in confidence. I want to ask you, have I ever betrayed your confidence? I ask that question, safe in the knowledge that I know the answer. Never. Uh-huh. I have never betrayed anyone's confidence. My response to the allegation of unhandedness is simple. Welcome to the world of security. When a security threat materializes, you have to report. You have to resort to less palatable means to ensure the integrity of what you are protecting. You do not approach a suspected risk and advertise your intentions. That said, everything I've ever done has been for the good of the EDL. I was given the job because I was trusted. I could not betray that trust. As chairman, all of a sudden, I had to get to know the people around me on a personal level, which is very difficult from building a picture of someone from a security perspective. Fact is, I inherited a very rocky ship, being blown around in rough seas, some might say on the verge of sinking. One of the biggest problems was trust, or lack of it. One of the biggest trust issues was the North-South divide. And if you bear with me, Kel, because it's quite a long statement, this.
Go ahead, Jeff.
The North-South divide. The first objective in restoring trust and breaking the North-South divide was getting to know who's who, who's with who, and who has a vested interest in preserving the divide. Fast forward a few weeks and things are going beyond anything I've ever envisioned. I've, however, identified the individual who is intent on keeping this divide firmly in place. There are a lot of screenshots emerging, and I believe there will be recorded voice calls published in the near future. Some will undoubtedly be real, and some will be altered to suit the motives of those who are publishing them. It has taken a lot of hard work to climb over the obstacles that were in my path at the start. The RO team is made up of sound people with strong personalities and different opinions. We've all, in my opinion, believe in the core mission statement of the EDL. Some have slightly different takes on how we portray ourselves and pursue our goals. This provides for a good debate, and I feel is vital to get a balanced outlook on things. It also provides for some heated arguments at meetings as we have agreed to air our thoughts openly. However, at odds they may be, this is because it is vital to be honest in maintaining trust. Don't forget, we are English and black humour comes naturally to us. We do not run our remarks through the PC filter in any way. So please take that into account when the next salvo lands. Please feel free to contact me or your RO and we will be happy to explain the truth of things. Another allegation that has been made is that myself and the ROs wish to exclude Jews and gays from the EDL. This is categorically untrue. Everyone is welcome in the EDL, regardless of sexuality, race or religion. We have always supported Israel in their fight of natural survival against the very same forces of Islamic extremism we are fighting here in Britain. Some of our leaders have wanted to place greater emphasis on the English in the English Defence League. Some have questioned kosher slaughter methods as part of a debate over halal. This in no way means we wish to exclude Jews from our organisation, merely that we have a healthy debate on the issues we undertake. That said, I've seen very little activity on the part of the Jewish division for some time now. The Jewish Division Facebook page, which was recently taken down, was also relatively inactive. And I have been led to believe it may also the Jewish Division Facebook, which was recently taken down, was also relatively inactive. And I have been led to believe it was also under the control of Helgawa, hence its disappearance. Therefore, I would like to extend an invitation to anyone from the Jewish community who wish to start a new Jewish division to contact me. I will be happy to discuss this with you. You are still very welcome in this movement. Just bear with me, Kel. The statement continues. I know it's a long statement, but it needs to be done.
No, go ahead, Jeff. You're doing great.
Thank you very much, Kel. The same goes for the LGBT. I hope if you're listening to me, I've got that right because he always giggles when I say it. The LGBT division. Some members of the leadership want to place more emphasis on the LGBT community, others less. This debate in no way means that we are homophobic or hostile to the gay community. Quite the contrary. That said, other than Tommy English and his mate, I've seen very little activity from them as well. I believe Tommy English is speaking at Stevenage. I hope to settle this matter once and for all at that time. In regards to Hell's departure, the truth is she was asked to leave after a unanimous vote with all but two ROs present. During the first meeting I attended as chairman, concerns were raised about hell being a risk to the EDL's welfare. This split the room into two camps, those who wanted her to stay and those who wanted her gone. At that time, I was in her corner. It was agreed that her presence was causing problems and a vote of no confidence was raised. This was watered down to us requesting that she no longer post in her own name on EDL Facebook pages, but for her to remain as the liaison to the media support groups. At that time, it was suggested that she might leave the EDL on her own anyway when Tommy gets out from prison, as her loyalty was primarily to him and not the EDL. She has since confirmed that to be true. She refers herself as Team Tommy, a team, mind you, of which she is the sole member, saying that despite his departure 9 months ago, the EDL is Tommy's alone, and that she would rather see it destroyed than have it continue under the committee's... Just bear with me, Kel, while I go down the page.
Go right ahead.
By the committee's leadership. Despite our best efforts to convey the committee's wishes to her, she would not listen. It came to our attention prior to the Rotherham demo that she was attempting to sabotage my leadership by stirring up trouble amongst parties I've been trying to mediate. When I asked her to stop, she refused, telling me to go fuck myself and threatened to take down the Facebook page, All Site, and media support groups. It was this, that at that point, that I transitioned from chairman to head of security. Open threats of sabotage do not warrant a diplomatic response. They warrant a security response. No one is going to hold the EDL hostage. This is not her EDLs. This is not Tommy's EDL. It is the EDL. I've been and always will be a friend of Tommy's. He does not want to see the EDL destroyed, but neither does he want to reassume his role in the EDL. He is not a part of a Team Tommy myth that Hell has created. When Tommy left, it was a massive hit, and we have had to effectively start all over again. Well, we have started over again, and we are just as strong and determined as we were before. No amount of petty personality disorders and soap opera theatrics can derail this great organisation we have created. Just bear with me. There's not much more to go. Ladies and gentlemen, just bear with
Jeff,
me.
Jeff, you carry on.
Okay, no amount of petty personality disorders and soap opera theatrics can derail this great organisation we have created. I have a keen desire to dispense with the nonsense and get back to the business of defending our country from the real threat. People come and go, but the EDL will live on. In fact, I am actively looking for a new chairman, as I have since took the job. I am the foot soldier, and always will be. God bless. No surrender, Edders. So there you go. That was a statement that I thought was that needed to be read out on the show this evening. So there you go, Kel. And I'm out of breath after that.
Bravo. Well said. Well read.
Thank you.
And that is absolutely correct in that. There has been some issues within the EDL movement, and Jeff and myself, we are here to convey to you that when we have individual postings, whether it be on Facebook or Twitter, this is not a reflection on the EDL movement itself. We are here to tell you that we are the EDL, and that we are not going to tolerate these statements on these post sites. Jeff and myself, we have worked very, very hard, very diligently for 2 years to bring you the news of the goings on of the EDL, right, Jeff? And
that's correct.
And we're not going to sit back and tolerate.
No, we
this,
go on with the forward care, which we've always said. You know, we some things happen, and there's turmoil that sometimes goes around. But you know, the EDL is too big. Of an organization. People look upon us to do what we've been doing and continue to do, and that's what we will do. And as the statement said, the drama that goes on, he said, she said, let's get back to the real business. We've got a country to defend, to look after, and to put some of the wrongs to right. And it takes our good foot soldiers out there, every single one of you guys out there.
But one thing that we're going to do, if the higher echelons within the English Defense League movement, if they don't offer a formal apology to Tommy English and Sonny England and others that have strived so hard, Jeff and myself, we're going to take our program to another station. Back to you, Jeff.
As I say, I know Tom English will be talking, speaking at the Stevenage demo this Saturday, and hopefully there'll be a lot of things addressed that the, you know, I can't say exactly what's going to happen at Stevenage. All I know is going to be a very good demonstration, and I'm buzzing from it. I know a lot of people up and down the country, wherever you might be, all our great foot soldiers, our angels and people that travel for great distances to be at these demonstrations. So, you know, a lot of these issues will be addressed, and I think what the chairman did in that statement was address a lot of the issues, and hopefully we might even have him on the show. I've got to have Nick Kelly. He's not been very well. I've been speaking to him today, and he's not been too well. But hopefully, and I know that he would love to come onto the show just to put things, you know, to ally some of the things that's been said and that's been going on. But these things do happen now and again. We've noticed that. I mean, I know when Tommy was a part of the organisation, how many times did he have to read out a statement here and a statement there? It's he said, she said, and that to, you know, show this, that, and, you know, I've got to show a statement of this. And this is the thing of being a part of an organisation, that we've sometimes the road and the tasks that we've got to take upon our shoulders. Would you not agree, Kel?
Oh, yeah, Jeff, absolutely. And one thing, this is the East... Jeff, you're going to fire me. I was going to say East Anglian EDL radio show again.
No, it's the
East EDL radio program. And what we do not do is that we do not throw our peoples under the bus. And Tommy English was thrown under the bus by certain personnel within the EDL movement. And Sonny England was also thrown under the bus. Glenn Saffer was thrown under the bus. And Martin Hive was thrown under the bus. And Jeff and myself will not tolerate this. This is enough. We are sick and tired of the infighting, and we are sick and tired of trying to engage you. And we are in strivations. Jeff and myself will not tolerate this. If you have an issue with any of us, contact us directly.
I was going to say, Kel, you know, when you say that Glenn Saffel was thrown under the bus, no, he was not thrown under the bus. There were certain things that were said and done that what Glenn Saffer, what he did, that's the reason why he's not part of the organisation no more. So, no, he was not thrown under the bus as such, and whatever said to be said, but that's not quite the case. And
I just want
to address that. As you know, last
you
night...
You got her, babe. Yeah.
You know, And no one gets thrown under the bus from the EDL. No one. You know, people walk away from the EDL because they want to walk away. It's up to them. You know, it's not like being a part of Islam, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a volunteer, you're a member of the EDL, you can come and go as you please. Some things you might not be happy, you walk away. But later on, you might want to come back. Depends, you know, what's going on. You know, no problem, come back. But this happens. We're not like Islam, ladies and gentlemen. If you leave Islam, you come under threat of death. You know, you become an apostate. The English Defence League is a place for volunteers. People, good people, up and down the country. You know, we are volunteers. We're a street movement. We're a pressure group. And that's what I say. Come and join us. You know, we're the only people in this country that's really standing up and doing what's right, that needs to be done. And, so there's no such thing as people being thrown under the bus as such. I don't look at it like that. But then again, I'm going on. My goodness me, Kelly, I just can't believe it's top of the hour. It's so quick, my goodness me. And just someone I just want to...
I know.
I just want to give a mention to someone that I haven't seen for a little while, and that's, of course, our dear, dear Poppy. I haven't seen her for a little while. She's in the chat this evening. So good to see you, Poppy. I haven't seen you for a little while, and it's great to see you here in the chat room. I was just looking down the chat room as you do, and it's great to see her here. So there you go. I've totally lost track of what I was going to do next. I was wondering, should we take a quick break? Have we got some music that we can play? Something very EDL. Let's just bear with me a minute. Let's have a little, I think it'd be nice to have a little sound bite. Have we got a great EDL tune to play? Or Land of Hope and Glory. Ladies and gentlemen, Islam's not for me. Lions never surrender. I tell you what we've got. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people love this tune. I know I do. And this is really, it's the heart of the EDL. When you hear this, it gets your heart pumping in. And I'm going to play it because, as I say, there's a demonstration coming up this Saturday. And this is what these great people... our foot soldiers have been hearing as they approach the demonstration. Here we go, guys.
Spare a minute in your day for all those fallen men. Remember them or lest we forget. We owe those soldiers some respect, so go and let a read at the cenotaph, it's sacred, says she. You're alone. Was your home, how solemn would it be? Illuminati's dark.
one of those tunes you never get tired of listening to, do you, Kel? You know what I mean? It stirs you.
I know.
Stirs the soul. I just see someone just pop into the chat room. Give a big wave there. And we've got one of our regulars, Frank, the EDL. Good to see you as well, Frank. I didn't have time to put it in the text because the tune was ending at that time. But I was wondering, Kel, have we got any stories that we can be discussing this evening for our listeners? Something that maybe we can talk about this evening.
Oh, well, we do have quite a few stories, but I'm wondering, do you want to play Scrabble? I'm kidding. I have this Facebook page open, and it's like, I ended up on a Scrabble page. It's unbelievable.
That's different.
Yeah, I know. But you okay. Oh, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, I implore you to have patience with the co-host of the EDL radio show. Jeff, do you remember when we were talking about Miriam Abraham, and that's the lady out of the Sudan who, apparently she's being set free, right? And this story comes from BBC News, and this was actually, it's a little old in the news feed, Jeff, but I think it's worth sharing with the listeners. And that is Miriam Abraham. She is of the Sudan, and she is to be set free from death row. Now, Miriam Abraham has been sentenced to 100 lashes as well as death by hanging. Well, they've suspended that, Jeff. And the Sudanese authorities are to free a woman who was sentenced to a death by having abandoned the Islamic faith. And this is a foreign ministry official speaking. Now, my apologies, Jeff. Miriam Abraham, who gave birth to she gave birth to her daughter while she was in custody, but she's going to be freed in a few days. And this is what the officials told the BBC. Now, Abdullah, Jeff.
I know
here
the
comes
names.
Fake names again. Let's just call him Fuzzy Wuzzy. Abdullah.
I know. Abdullah. Why can't they have bloody normal, ladies and gentlemen, why can't they have bloody normal names like the rest of them?
Yeah, how come we can't refer to them as Mr. Smith?
And the Abdullah rubber me tummy and things like that. This is crazy.
Rubbing my tummy.
We like to be able to pronounce your names, guys, you know. Bill Blogs or something like that. At least we can pronounce the name. We can't pronounce Abdullah rubber me belly. It's really, really difficult, ladies and gentlemen.
God, we are going to be so fired from this.
No, I'm telling you how it is, because
it is
really hard to get your names around these people's names.
We are, no, just, okay, I'm getting through this story. No, this is actually, ladies and gentlemen, this is, you know, it's dire straits. It's really, really terrible that a woman can marry a Christian man and she can be sentenced to death for doing so, and that the Sudanese government says they're suspending the sentence. And she was imprisoned. She was shackled. Ladies and gentlemen, She was shackled.
Yeah, it was absolutely
barbaric.
Absolutely horrific. For what? For just for being a Christian, for goodness sake, or, you know, and that was the case, wasn't it? But to be, you know, executed, I mean, come on, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, it's extreme, and there's extreme, isn't it? 100 lashes and then hung. That's what they was going to do. If it wasn't for such a media outcry and the world up in arms about it, you know, and this would have gone quietly unnoticed, that poor lady would have met that fate that was that was intended for her, wouldn't she? And how many other ladies have met the same fate as that lady that's been released now simply because of the public outcry? That's and it all comes down to this so-called, they call it a religion of peace. This is what they do to their own people. You know, if you move away, from being a Muslim, and she wasn't even a Muslim in the first place. This is what got me. That's the case, isn't it, Gil? I think a father was a Muslim and a mother was a Christian, something like that. I think that's how it went.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's so wrong. It is so wrong. And this, you know, that's why we speak out against, because it acts against humanity. Islam and Sharia law is acts against humanity. Over 1,400 years it's carried on this way. And for 1,400
years...
Well,
you know, Jeff, the problem is that she was born a Muslim because her father is a Muslim, and by birthright, she's a Muslim. But her father abandoned the family when she was an infant, and her Christian mother raised her. And she embraced Christianity. But what happened is that she grew up, and she became quite prosperous. And the family sought her out, and they turned her in out of greed, Jeff. They turned her in out of greed.
Can you believe it's your own family who turned you in? It just goes to show you that the way we look at, we could never do that. Normal people in a civilized world would not turn their families in, and to know what would happen. But it seems their mindset is that human life means nothing to these people, doesn't it, Gil?
I know.
Is that how you see it? It means nothing to them. Just as long as they can promote this evil ideology of theirs, isn't it? That's what it all comes down to. Because that's what it is. It's totally evil. And I'll keep saying, because that's what it is. Is there, ladies and gentlemen, look at it. Is there anything that is good about this ideology whatsoever? And you don't have to long to think about it. You've obviously learned me to shake your head. No, there's nothing. And that's what I'm saying. It's an evil blotch on the world that we, and it's gathered momentum. That's the trouble. It's this evil has grown, isn't it, Kel? The tentacles of evil has perceived itself right around the globe. And yes, we have got a fight on our hands, but we will win. We will win this fight. There's no doubt about it. You know, the spirit of the people, it will not be suppressed. And these people think they can, you know, have us bow down and be subjugated to Sharia law, a wrong, because I'd rather die than be under that sort of laws in my country. And I know you would as well, Gil, you know. And many other people.
What really, Jeff, what really gets to me is that she refused to renounce her Christianity. And she was sentenced to death by hanging for apostasy. This is just unbelievable to me.
21st century being put to death.
And what they were going to do, they were going, Jeff, what, oh God. This, like, ladies and gentlemen, Jeff and myself implore you, like, this is unbelievable. The court had earlier annulled her Christian marriage and sentenced her to 100 lashes for adultery because the union was not considered valid under Islamic law. We fight against this every single fucking day, and this is what we have to put up with, these stories that Jeff and I relate to you. This is unthinkable. Can you imagine living in a country where you marry from the heart and you're told that you are not going to survive your union because you broke Islamic law? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that for your son or your daughter? This woman was a Christian. You have to understand, her father was a Muslim. Okay, yeah, we get that. But her mother was a Christian, and the father abandoned the family. Therefore, she was raised in her mother's household, and she was raised as a Christian. But the family, step-brothers or step-sisters or whatever's, they came after her because she was a highly successful businesswoman. They wanted a part of the cash, as it were. Yeah. And it's just a terrible story.
Like
they
Jesus
turned her in.
The first piece of silver they sold this lady, you know. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Betrayed by your own family, ladies and gentlemen. But this is what you see in the Islamic world. This happens all the time. Don't think it's just a one-off thing. This happens all the time in the Islamic world. There's no human dignity or anything involved. These people, this is the way that they expect the rest. They expect us to live like that. They want me and you to live like that, ladies and gentlemen. No way. No way. It's wrong. It's evil. And, to sell your own family, though, it's like the Bible, isn't it, with the Judas, you know, 30 pieces of silver, you know. I bought some of that, so 30 pieces of silver. And because she was a Christian as well, and that's the reason why I said the 30 pieces of silver bit. they sold their own, you know, own family to these people, and for her to be executed, it's just, my goodness me, you know. But these people, you know, how could you live with that yourself? Just a normal person, how could you live with doing something like that? But these people will. It don't matter. As long as they make some money out of it. You know, it's amazing. But these are the stories that we can relate to you. And, you know, these stories come upon us all the time, ladies and gentlemen. Every day we come across these stories. We'll say that. You guarantee, you know, you're not going to have too much quiet before some other evilness, some honour killing, some grooming gangs being uncovered here. It's all related to this Islamic scourge that we see across the world, across the globe. And and we've got to deal with it. There's no two ways about it. It's got to be dealt with. And we've just got to step it up and make these politicians finally. And I think something was mentioned. I think a lot of them are starting to realise now that they need to do something, because the people in this country are really angry with what's been going on in their country. It's the cities and the towns that they live, the way that things have been going on where they live. So maybe they are starting to realise, because Cameron's not going to be around much longer, is he? I mean, let's be honest.
No.
This is maybe his last year, and he'll disappear up his own backside, probably. Like the rest of them, the Cleggs and that, they'll be doing exactly the same, and we can have some new boys on the block, and we'll have to see how things pan out. We called for drastic changes in our countries, in our nations. We want people with some backbone and a bit of spirit to fight the scourge that we've got upon us. And some people not to be corrupted by power and by the money, greed, because that's where it comes down to, doesn't it? Money and greed goes hand in hand, doesn't it,
absolutely,
with these people.
Yes.
But so that's what we've always been, you know, ever since I've started doing the show, I've always sort of asked honest, you know, honest politics. I want to see honest politicians speaking the way that we, as me and you, and many other people that listens to these shows, expect our politicians to behave on our behalf. They get paid that money, don't they? Get paid big money to do the right things for their countries. But anyway, Kel, I've gone on for a bit, so... So,
no, you haven't, and that's the thing. I'm kind of disappointed in you, Jess, in that you don't go on enough.
Well, you know, leave the public wanting a little bit more, as they'll say. You know, I could go on and on, but I don't want to bore people. You know, I've something that I need to be said, and I say it. I don't want to, you know, dwell over it and become boring, you know. And I think that's the best way, and that's the way that we've always done. Well, I've always done things anyway, Kel.
Well, you know what? You are so much more interesting than me, believe me. Because, Jeff, when the fox says something, it's like this.
What does the fox say? 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 What does the fox say?
Please, no! 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 No!
What does the fox say?
Show me the Carfax.
Silence! I kill you!
Oh, I love it.
See?
Thank you.
You always make more sense than me.
I think you've got plenty to say, and I think you say it so very well in your own way, Kel. I've just noticed the time. I think I need to take this little break, but what I'm going to do, I've got to tune this lined up.
We are at, that's right, we are at the break time, and I'm trying to, oh gosh.
Now, I've got one. I've got a tune, Kel, and I want to play this because I haven't played it for a little while, and this goes out specially.
Hey, you picked up the tune? Hey, that's my job, buddy. But if you've got one, baby, go for it.
Okay, this is the call, and I'll just relay a little bit. I used to play this quite a while ago, and it's called The Call, and it's no, you know, and it's no need to say goodbye, Kel's put aside there, but this is how, like, I've always looked at when the English Defence League, the way it started off as just a few voices speaking about things, and that way we went on from there. So, as I say, Kath, I think actually it might be the wrong one I picked, but this goes out to you, Kath, because I know that this is one of the tunes that you do
Kath
love.
Kath loves the song, yes. And so does Poppy, by the way.
There you go, Poppy. This goes out to everybody, I say, and this means a lot to me as well. Okay, guys, so here we go.
And we'll see everybody back in 4 minutes.
It started out as a feeling, which then grew into hope, which then turned into a quiet thought, which then turned into a quiet word. And then that word grew louder, louder, till it was a battle cry. I'll come back when you call me. No need to say goodbye.
started really getting very interested in what the English Defence League was doing, and that tune, Kel, always rings with me, and I know Kath loves it.
Oh, I know. Jeff, that song resonates with you big time, and I love that song because that is from the Chronicle of Narnia, and Chronicles
yes.
of Narnia, and...
Mm.
Do you remember when Narnia died and was resurrected? Wasn't that
yes.
a beautiful scene in the movie?
Oh, it was absolutely beautiful. I got to admit, it's and you know, the, something like that, it stays with you. You never forget films like that. But it was the music, that music, and you know, way back when I started with the EDL. You know, making one way through, checking things out, and the,
mm-hmm.
there was a YouTube clip with the EDL on it, and there was this tune that was being played, and I thought, you know what, I love that, and it stayed with me right from then, all the time to now, and I still love it from that day to this day.
Yeah.
I still love it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, so, I love that song because it's particular to one of my favorite books. And that's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Oh, brilliant.
And
brilliant.
I watched that movie, and, you know, I know how it's going to turn out, but I was still in tears watching, you know, The Lion. And they played that song, though, and I realized, though, that he was coming back. He was going to redeem our souls, our hearts, our souls. He was going to say, look, we are not going anywhere. And that includes the English Defense League. And
exactly.
You
yes.
know, there,
that
there's,
is it.
There's a lot of issues going on within the EDL right now. And Jeff and myself, we're not afraid to address these issues. But one thing that Jeff and myself can assure you is that the heart and soul of the EDL is right there, and we're right with you. And we are totally committed to ensuring that England is restored to her former glory. And that's what Jeff and I are trying to do. Right, Jeff?
Amen to that, Kel. I couldn't have put it better myself. And that is the case, that we'll continue to fight and struggle. We will pay the sacrifices along the way, but we will prevail. We will. The victory, the goal is our victory, and no matter how long it takes. But we, you know, we find obstacles put in our way, different things that happen. But, you know, these things are meant to come to pass. The things that happen are meant to be. It strengthens the resolve, ladies and gentlemen. That's all it does. It strengthens the resolve. It toughens you up for the real battle. And that is exactly what some people might be experiencing this moment in time. Hang in there, guys, because we're going to win this no matter what, okay? The sacrifice that people might pay. And when I say the sacrifice, I don't mean, you know, people actually, you know, dying. I mean the sacrifice of the people in prison up and down this country. There's some good, dear patriots, good people that's up and down this country who I class, in my personal opinion, as their political prisoners because they go against the norm. They speak out. They do the right things for their country, the love of their country. And they're thrown into cells, into police, you know, into a police cell. But I was going to say, Kel, we've got a caller, which I haven't spoken to this lovely lady for a little while, and it's our very own Sue from New Mexico.
Oh my goodness! Look at our lovely lady, Jeff.
This lovely lady, Sue. Welcome to the English Defence League radio show.
Sweet
Sue. It's so good to see
Hi,
you.
Sue.
Raise your hand.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Oh,
how you doing,
okay.
Sue?
You know, this show is really touching my heart. And I want you to know that I know what is in yours and Cal's and Tommy and Sonny and everyone who is fighting Islam, I know what is in your heart and the honor that you have. And tomorrow, listening to this, I had to think, is the anniversary of the D-Day invasion, in which men stood up and they fought to stop a scourge which was trying to overtake all free men. And just as they stood up and they fought, so will the good of the EDL and all of these great people will continue to fight. And just as they won, we will win. And I will always be at your side forever,
oh,
no matter
you.
Where your show goes. I'm here to stay. And Tommy and Sonny. And all of you, I love
you,
I admire you.
Oh, bless you. And Sue, we mustn't forget, ladies and gentlemen, Sue works tirelessly. The works that you do, Sue, are so precious to all of our causes, what we're doing. If it wasn't for people like you, Sue, you know, our message wouldn't really be getting out there as well as what it does. So all your endeavours and all your hard works that you do, and Sue's been a bit poorly lately, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope you're feeling much better now. And it's so good to hear your voice again on the show, Sue. Always a pleasure to hear your voice.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And it was a beautiful song. It's a wonderful show, and I will continue to get the word out.
Thank you,
Sue.
Sue,
we love you so very much.
We surely do, Kelly. As I say, Sue, I see you there, Sue, and then I see you've raised your hand, and I thought, yay! it's exciting. It's always exciting to see one of our dear friends come onto the show and have a chat and a bit of a pat on the back as well.
Oh, absolutely, Jesse. Yeah, absolutely.
It helps. It really helps. It lifts my spirits, Sue, to to have a call like yours coming, because, you know, as I say, there's been a bit of turmoil going on this week, but, you know, with calls like yours, Sue, that really, you know, it just, it gives us the strength to push forward and carry on with this fight that we're in. You know, we've got to look at it as a fight. We've got politicians that they don't want to say that we're in a war, but this is a war, isn't it, Sue? We're at war, for goodness sake, yeah. And they just won't acknowledge the fact. But we have, and we know what the fight is all about. And we're doing all we can, aren't we, Sue? That's it. That's what we do. And we're picking up the momentum. We are rolling along. I'm going to start singing a song in a minute. No, Kel, don't get me singing songs. But it's so great to take your call this evening, and thank you so much for that. It really lifts my spirits, you know, to take calls like yours. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll go back on mute.
Oh, Sue, it is fantastic when Sue is in the studio. She is absolutely phenomenal, Jess, and that when particularly my Friday night show, and I'm called in and Sue comes on the air with me in the studio. And I say to Sue, I say, Jeff, I say to her, I don't know what I'm doing. And Sue says, oh, honey, don't worry about it.
Just rock and roll. I say, just rock and roll. Let's just do it.
Oh, I know. Do you think that we should address some issues? Jeff and myself, we're not giving up on the English Defence League, but there have been some issues.
I'm never
going to
give up on the
there.
English Defence League. Never. That's it.
I know.
I'm in it for the long haul. No way.
I know.
I'm England till
I know,
I
but
die.
There has
I'm
been
England till
some...
I die. I know I am. I'm
England,
sure
till
I
die.
England
till I
die.
Until I
and
die.
And that's it. It's always going to be like that.
But there have been some issues that have been burning on the boilerplate, and Jeff wants to address them. There has been an issue in particular that has come up, in that the EDL is anti-Semite and anti-gay. We are not, and I speak as a collective, but there have been some screen saves floating about, and unfortunately, these are authentic screen saves, and they come from the higher echelons of the ROs and other people, and Jeff is... devastated. I'm devastated. Jeff and myself, we want to assure you that the LGBT and the Jewish Defense League is alive and well within the English Defense League. And Jeff, take it away.
Yeah, well, actually, what I'd done at the beginning of the show was to read a statement out, and that was from the, you know, that was from the chairman. That was from, you know, from Steve Eddowes, the chairman, and that did address the issues of the LGBT division and
mm-hmm.
the and of course the Jewish division. It seems like the Facebook page was taken down, which we spoke about in the statement. But what Mr. Eddowes has said is, look, you know, if you're Jewish out there and you want to be part of the Defence League, please come to us. We want you, you know, this is it. We're all inclusive, and it doesn't matter who you are, whatever you will be. You know, we want you on board with us, you know, and we stand by the missions. That mission statement, as I've like I said to you before, Kel, that mission statement is
mm-hmm.
I stand by every single word was on that mission statement is the way I am. you know, and as I say, we're against all forms of extremism. And as I say, we welcome everybody. It doesn't matter who you are, as long as you go along with the same ethos as the mission statement. And we all say that. You know, if you're not too sure about the, just check the mission statement. If that's for you and you like what we do, come to one of our meet and greets. You want to get involved with some of our demonstrations, then come along. That's all we say, and that's what we continue to do. We've always been the recruiting drive for the English Defence League, this great organisation, and we continue to do so. That is what my place is. That's what I see, is I'm recruited. I want you. You, the great public out there. We need you. This country needs you.
Yeah.
There you go.
I am so with you, Jeff. I am so with you behind that. And I'm wondering, though, you know, about the congruency of these members, Steve Eddowes in particular. I would really love it if he could come back on the show and confirm what he said on our program last Sunday and say, we are all-inclusive, and that we do embrace the LGBT, and we embrace the Jewish Defense League, because he was found out to be on another site saying otherwise. And Jeff, I don't know what.
Well, I think we've addressed that earlier on. You know, what I read a statement out. What I see today. And because I spoke to Steve on the phone earlier today about some of the issues that that's been discussed on the show, and he said he's going to put a statement out, and I said the statement's put out, and I will read it out. And exactly that's what I've done. We've addressed the issues, and as I say, and Steve will be back on the show. As I say, I know he was a bit poorly. In fact, I'm not going to go into no details, but he's been a bit poorly, but he might be on the show tomorrow night. We'll just have to wait and see, and I'll probably
very
be in touch
good,
with him tomorrow.
Very good.
So
and
I can't promise that because he's a bit poorly.
I'll ensure that people are apprised that Mr. Eddowes will come back to the program with Jeff and myself, and he will address those questions. And Jeff, thank you very much for that.
No. It's only right that we put a statement out today, and
absolutely.
As I say, Mr. Eddowes, it was a long statement, you know, and I think he's addressed everything that what we've just, with some of the points you were just bringing up. So he's addressed it in that statement, which I read earlier. And so it's maybe people come in that might not have heard that. There is a statement out there by Mr. Eddowes of some of the issues that's been raised, and since Helga was gone and this, that, and the other. So, you know, you can also listen back on the show, or even catch it on the Facebook pages. So there you go. But it's out there. And hopefully that we can start moving on and put some of these things to rest. Because you know what? The only people that get any leverage from what's been going on is the lefties and, of course, the Muslims themselves. And not forget, our own government. You know, they're the people that come out sort of laughing about things. And let's not give them that,
sort
of whatsoever.
Exactly.
We are the English Defence League. And we continue to move forward. And no matter what is said or done, we will continue in that vein like we've always done. And the show will always represent the spirit of the EDL, the foot soldiers, you, the great foot soldiers out there. I love you to pieces, guys. You take my breath away when I see you coming down the streets. And, you know, I've done that. Myself and Kel was watching you at Newcastle. my goodness me, I was so proud of you, boys and girls, all of you. It was amazing scenes. And all demonstrations, I'm so proud of you, the way that you hold yourself. And even when you're being thrown bottles and this, that, and the other, you hold your dignity and you hold your heads up away. And you don't retaliate. And that's what I love about this organisation, Kel. You know, and we've been put under intimidation, bully boy tactics by the police. So we've all seen it over the years. We've seen police dogs being, you know, allowed to be taken off the leashes and attack our members. But we're still here. You know, you're not frightening us away. And we're going from strength to strength, you know. So, you know, I think actually a lot of these bully boy tactics are starting to desist a little bit. You're not quite seen as vigorous as they was going back a couple of years ago, Kel. That's the truth of the matter. They realise at cracking our heads that we're just going to, you know, go and get some stitches in, you know, and come back with the next demonstration. You know what I mean?
Oh, I do, Jeff. I do. I was wondering, near the top of the hour, I was wondering if you wanted to have a song break so everybody can refresh their tea. And I have a beautiful
song. You know what I could do with a nice cup of tea myself? Ladies and gentlemen, I was actually saying, when you're talking on the radio shows and do as we do as radio guys, you do get dry after a little while. And I think it's a good idea. I think it's a really interesting show tonight, Kel. And
it is.
Tonight's show is a very important show as well. It's very, very important that some of the issues was addressed this evening as well.
So totally agreed. So totally agreed. And I'm going to give everybody a chance to refresh their tea, as is Jeff. Jeff and myself, we're a team, and as a team, we're informing you that you're going to refresh your tea, Jeff. Okay. We'll see everybody back here in 4 minutes, Jeff.
Okay. Kel, if I'm a little bit late, because sometimes my kettle takes a little longer to boil, I need to get a new kettle by the sounds of it. If you could, ladies and gentlemen, it's embarrassing. The radio host has got a lazy kettle sometimes and it just doesn't want to boil for me. So I've got to tell people the truth, haven't I, Paul, you know?
I won't tell the people what you actually do.
ladies and gentlemen, take no notice of Kelly. She's just trying to... She's a naughty girl, ladies and gentlemen, a naughty girl.
Oh, God. I could go on forever with you. Okay.
Yes, she does, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. We'll see everybody back here in 4 minutes. Jeff, knock it off.
Oh, no, I've got Eric Cold. Hey, Jeff, you've got a Muslim kettle. It only works on a Friday. Did you see that, Kel?
Jeff.
Oh,
you're
thanks,
a
Eric.
Bad,
you got it, pal.
Bad boy.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, guys. So we can take a break and be back after this. And after that, we'll probably have a roll call because. Do you know what?
Yep.
It's building up very nice in the chat room this evening.
It
and
is.
People are chatting and bubbling away. And thank you so much for all being here, guys. It's really, really appreciated. God bless you all. With that, over to you, Kel. Over to you, Canada. Canada's calling.
Everybody, please do refresh your beverages. And we'll see everybody back here in 4 minutes.
There's the ghost of a chance. ride your luck. Opportunity, what you see, that's your destiny.
Fantastic tune that is, Kel. And I've got back just in time, didn't I? I love
you
that tune.
You just made it. For you in the bathroom.
No, I just managed to make my cup of tea, which will probably sit there getting cold in a minute like it normally does, ladies and gentlemen.
I was in the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we implore you, welcome to the Jeff and Kel radio show, and we talk about, really, God, Jeff, I can't even get through
No,
this.
I don't talk about rude things.
No, it
no,
doesn't.
No, I don't.
Oh,
but,
God.
What I was going to say, Kel, as I say, we have got quite a busy chat room, and I'd like to acknowledge everybody. There's some people that's just come in. Echo has come in, Paul Alexander, which is always a pleasure to see Paul. So I was wondering if maybe you could do the great honours and do it in the great skills that you
Absolutely.
Normally use to say hello to everybody in the chat room. And thank you so much for being here tonight, guys. God bless you all.
Oh, we have quite a busy chat room, Jeff. We have, of course, you are listening to the English Defense League radio program, and your host is Jeff Mitchell. I am Kel Fritzy of Red Fox Blogger, and I am Jeff's co-host. But you are also...
And the producer... Kelly, and the producer.
Oh, yeah, and the producer, of course.
There you go. Come on, come on. Don't underplay
there
yourself.
There you go. We have Bigfoot, and Bigfoot
Yay.
Has a prolific blog going on there. And Bigfoot,
awesome.
Could you please put your link to your blog in the a chat room, because he's also been covering American Spring and Operation American Spring, and Bigfoot has been covering that. And so, Bigfoot, please put that link in the chat
yes,
room,
please,
okay?
Buddy, yes, please, Bigfoot.
And we have Cal Living, and I am.
Yay.
Well, I'm his garden gnome now.
Oh, my goodness me. Ladies and gentlemen, Kel's, Kel Living's garden gnome now. I didn't know that.
No, Jeff, I'm serious. Poppy moved,
oh, wow.
And Poppy took me with me, and Kel kicked me out of the dungeon in the tower. So now
oh, yeah,
I'm with Poppy in the garden, and so I'm Kel Living's garden gnome. I kid you not.
There you go. Oh, good to see.
But we have our very sweet Kath joining us as well. And we have
yeah.
Echo. And it is a wonderful treat to see Echo and Kath and
it
Cal and Bigfoot and moving down the list. And Bigfoot, thank you very much. We have Gibby XCDell joining us. Eric Kyle, of course, is here. And Eric Kyle, of course, is another one who I monopolize
Yay.
With my meanderings. We have some guests in here, Jeff.
It's a smiley he's just put up there. Look, he says, Eric, that's me. Look at the little smile he's got there.
Jeff.
I love it. Thanks, Eric. Just give me a giggle. Go ahead, Kel. Sorry.
No, you go. It's okay. We have Holger Awakens. And ladies
Fantastic.
And gentlemen, if you don't listen to Holger Awakens, then you are really missing out. This is The Awakening, heard right here on Blog Talk Radio, Saturday evenings, normally heard at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. But please, if you have a chance, can you please go to Holger Awakens show from last Saturday? It's in podcast availability. And he interviewed Mr. Strange. This was a father who lost his son via extortion 17. Please
oh, yes.
Go to that podcast and listen.
That's a great, and great show, Holger. Once again,
it
I salute
was
you.
Unbelievable.
Awesome.
Oh yeah, Jeff. It was. Mr. Kell was, we listen every Sunday morning to The Awakening, and Mr. Kell was
me.
In tears. It was just amazing. It was unbelievable, Jeff. And
It was one of those classic shows, Holger. Well done, and it was very moving as well. So thank you so much. And this is it. This is what we say that. Blog Talk Radio, we got some absolutely awesome radio hosts, and Holter is one of those, and Vito Esposito with the Radio Jihad Network,
yeah,
and so many great radio hosts out there. This is what Blog Talk Radio is all about. We've got fantastic people. And what we call ourselves, citizen journalists, isn't it? Citizen journalists? As such, that's what we call ourselves. I think.
That's right. That's
go on,
right. Kel.
So
well, we are
still going down now.
Well, you know what, Jeff? We're the mainstream media now, and we have so many fine people gracing the chat room, and that includes Minx74. We have Paul Alexander, and I have to give him kudos because he sends me very fine slides that I can
share with the bloody spiders
as
well,
Red Fox Blogger. Yeah, yeah.
And the spiders
oh, I know.
As well, Paul.
Oh, I know. Yeah, my Friday show, Jeff, my Friday show is the F-bomb show. Hey, there you go. But you know what? We have somebody very important to us, and that is Poppy.
Poppy
is bless here
our Poppy.
Tonight. Yes, it's been Poppy, Miss Poppy and Mr. Poppy, Jeff, they have been in a big move. They have gone from Scotland to England, and they have been settling. So Poppy has been incognito. But you know what, Jeff, I swear, I can't get myself over the moon enough to see her tonight, Jeff.
Amen to that, Kel. Amen to that. And I just got to say something. Paul, what should we say? Spider, Jeff? I know nothing.
Can I put more spiders
Eric
up
says,
there?
Eric Carl says, keep them coming, Paul. Jeff loves them, really. Thank you, guys. Because
and,
I'm the arachnophobe, you know, ismophobe and arachnophobe, my goodness me.
You're an arachnophobe. And,
yes.
Jeff, bringing up the train, and that is Stanger 73, and that is
fantastic.
My voice.
Stanger, oh, Stanger
does all my voice work for me, for you, for everybody. And I really want to thank everybody for being
he
here.
He works tirelessly as well, like many other people.
Yeah, I know. Stanger never takes a break. And I just want to reiterate, we have Jeff Mitchell, Kel Fritzy, Bigfoot, Kel Living, Catform, Echo, Eric Kyle, Gibby, Guess. Thank you for joining us. Hold Your Awakens, Minx 74, Paul Alexander, Poppy, and Stanger 73. And there you go, Jeff.
Thank you very much. It's just like a little footnote to the spider saga that we're having. Eric's just said, Jeff, you're lucky we don't know your address or you'll be getting them for in the post. Thank you very much, guys. He did it, Kel, what Eric said in the chat. You started this, Kelly. It's your fault.
Blame it on the rain, baby.
But, no, I'd like to thank everybody, all of our guests this evening, who's in the chat room, supporting the show as you always do. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for your continued support for the show. Also, not forgetting our great listening audience out there, Kel. We must never forget the people that listen to us wide and far, different places around the world, that they listen to the show. Thank you so much. As I say, if there wasn't you, there wouldn't be us. So thank you for your continuing support. So, yeah, Kel, done a great job there.
Thanks, Jeff.
It's always an amazing place, the chat room, isn't it? There's always something going on. There's great links. that's been put in, and the different things that people, you know, I do. Do you know what, Kel? I spend a lot of my time just looking to see what people are saying. It's really interesting. And then I lose track of my thought of what I was going to say in the next part of the show or something. You know?
You're going to crack up again, weren't you?
Well, it's funny. Stop. Poppy says, I will even pay 5 pence for a plastic bag to stop them, Jeff. Too, Jeff. Laughing out loud. Old Cal Living's got to run. Cal, once again, thanks for being here this evening. God bless you, mate, and have a good evening. Great. There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Cal, thanks so very much for being here, and we so much appreciate it. And hey, Jess, I've found a really interesting story going on here. And I don't know what to make of this, but this comes from, let me see, I'm going to bring it up. This is the Infidel Task Force, and this is from the conference room. And they are really concerned about what's going on within the realm of Islam, as usual, and they entitled it, It's About Freaking Time, First Western Leader to Call Islam Not a Religion of Peace. And I know we talked about this a couple of days ago, Jeff, but I think it's worth reiterating. And
I think so as well, Kel, quite honest with you. I think you're
probably
right. It's really great to see that we finally got a leader, a Czechoslovakian leader, actually spoke about the issue, and he knows that is, and he spoke about Islam being the issue. It's got the ideology behind it, and he spoke that what we talk about on this show week in week out, isn't it, Kel? That's exactly what that gentleman said, and it's cool, sir. It's caused quite a bit of a backlash he's been getting. It's the same as the oh, I can't remember the he was in Belfast, the preacher, Kel, with the preacher actually speaking out against Islam about calling it satanic, and the wave of discontent, people, you know, trying to, you know, pull themselves away from him, but he's standing his path though. And that's it. You've got to be man enough and brave enough. If you're going to say something, you know that there's going to be a certain consequences from that. And I take my hat off and I salute anybody, especially the Czechoslovakian leader, and of course the Reverend in Belfast that spoke out as he did that day. And we are getting more of these people now. And I just I don't think it's so much. The world needs it. We need people now to really get on board, because time is of an essence, isn't it, Kel? We've all said that time
is
of an essence.
Yeah.
And so we must set this stuff up.
And this is why I appreciate the Czech president, and his name is Miloš Zeman. And this is very important people, in that he spoke out and he said that he does not believe that there is radical Islam. He does not believe that there are adherents that are peaceful. He said, no, Islam is Islam, and he wants it de-indexed. I think this is a very important movement that this president's taking, Jeff. It's just unbelievable.
Well, it's been called for such a long time, and now we've seen a man with courage. And that's what he's got, is a man of courage and a man of conviction. And God bless him. And we just need more of that caliber of great people like that. And we can then start addressing the main issue, and we can decategorize Islam and put it in its place as what it is, an ideology, and you know, take away the religious aspect of it. It's all the time they got that all the time, we got issues, and we're going to have this problem. So well done to that man. Great to see that. And then it was so called for such a long time that we've actually got a Western leader has actually spoke out against this. What we speak on every week on this show, we speak about it being declassified, don't we, girl?
Every week
we speak about it.
Yeah.
And it seems now people are really getting on board and listening. Maybe he's been listening to the English Defence League radio show. Girl, you never know. You never know. And if you
Beauty,
do,
you never
you.
Know. But
that's
yeah,
what I say.
Let's apprise the listeners of exactly what happened. And this took place in the Jeff, my apologies. This took place in the Prague on May 27th, and this was Islamic ideology rather than individual groups of religious fundamentalists is behind the violent actions similar to the gun attack at the Jewish Museum in Brussels that killed 4 people. And this is from the Czech President Miloš Zeman, and this is what he said on that Monday. And he said that at the Israeli embassy in Prague. 2 Israeli tourists and a member of the museum staff were killed by an unknown shooter Saturday, and another staff member died of his injuries Sunday. President Zeman said he was sharp and he was condemning the hideous attack that was posted on his official website that day. Jeff, this is really important because this is, he posted this on an official website. He wasn't just speaking to the press, rather. He was speaking on his official website. President Zeman, he took part in the celebration of the 66 years of independence of Israel. And we all know what that represents. Just this is what he said. He said, "I will not be calmed down by statements that it's only a small marginal group. I believe, on the contrary, that this xenophobia and this racism or anti-Semitism stems from the very nature of the ideology on which these fanatical groups rely." He said, "One of the sacred texts of Islam calls for the killing of Jews." Zeman said he would also sharply criticize fanatics who planned to kill the Arabs. You know, he's being benevolent. He said, "However, I have heard of no movement calling for the massive murder of Arabs, but I know about an anti-civilization movement that calls for the massive murdering of Jews." Now, Jeff, the reason why I'm bringing up this particular topic is because I find this quite intriguing, and he is defending the Jewish movement, and while he should, if he didn't, I would have to condemn him myself, and you would as well. But it's interesting how he incorporates the Arab movement. Now, we know how the Arabs move, and we know what they are capable of in the West. Now, the Jews don't call for mass slaughter, whereas the Arabs do. And I was wondering about this. Zeman is known for his criticism, Jeff, of international terrorism and its links to Islam. He repeatedly called for resolute opposition to violent terrorism actions during his official visits abroad. Zeman went on to say, he attended the reception held on Israel's Independence Day out of solidarity with a friend. Okay. So I'm going to really, really, really bring it down to a level that our listeners can engage. And it is this one question, Jess, and I address it to you. Is this the first person to, like a world leader, a Western leader, finally speaking out in that Islam be declared a political entity and not a religious one? Jeff, what do you think about that?
Well, yes, I would say that, but I'm looking at also with Geert Wilder as, you know, a politician, but he is a, he's one of the big leaders, the Czechoslovakian gentleman, the president. And yes, to what you said there, Kel, I think he is. He's the main one. And, you know, we got to look at it in the light of the day. He's a president. He's not a prime minister. He's the president of his country. And he's speaking, and he spoke in a very grave way about this situation as well. And what he's done there, I think it was ideally the right time that this gentleman come to the forefront, because that's what we need. This world needs leaders like the Czechoslovakian leader, someone with hindsight, someone who can see the problems, the really serious problems we've got before us. And I salute that gentleman, I really do. And hopefully more leaders with a bit of backbone will come to the surface, and we'll start seeing some changes. But yes, he's the first leader, a president. We've got to look at it this way. He's a president, for goodness sake, Kelly. He's not an everyday prime minister like our Cameron, which he was a total arsehole. He is, but I mean, he is a president. That is it. This is this totally different thing. So yes, he definitely is, because he's one of the big shots, isn't he? He's one of the big players. You know, you put yourself in the lines of president. That's the how a big, the statement that gentleman made. So, yeah, what can you say? It's lifted my heart, because we've been saying, where are these people? We know there's men of courage out there. Come on, it's your time. This is your time. And this gentleman, it seems like he realised that it is his time. It's time he stood up and said something. And that's exactly what he's done. And we can just hope that more people start to, you know, maybe jump on the bandwagon and do the same as this gentleman. And then we can start to dismantle this ideology called Islam, can't we, Kel? We can take it apart piece by piece, and we piss on Islam. I mean,
I know.
I almost said that, guys, piss on Islam. But that wasn't meant to be said, but, you know, this is our... We do it how we step things up. And as I say, thank goodness that we are seeing some great leaders actually coming to the forefront. And let's all be called upon, people of men of courage and conviction. The world needs you. So thank you, Kel, for that. And I hope our listeners enjoyed that.
Well, it's wonderful. Paul Alexander is a wonderful contributor to the program. And ladies and gentlemen, please visit CPN Aganeski. It is a wonderful website, and that is it's a Jeff. I can't say enough about this defender of faith, guardian of truth. And he sent a wonderful, wonderful article relating to that.
Carry on the good work, Paul. You do absolutely fantastic work, brother. God bless you. Carry on doing what you do. I say that to anybody that's involved in the anti-jihad movement. Guys, you're doing great works, and just continue doing what you're doing. Because we need you. We need you, don't we, Kel? We need these great people. So there you go. It's nice to get the recognition
absolutely.
Of the work that
and,
they do as well, isn't it, Kel? It's nice to get the recognition
Paul
of the
Alexander,
work.
Paul Alexander, he's got a link to this I'll tee it up for the listeners, Jeff, but this is pertaining to Mehdi Nemouch, and he was a 29-year-old French citizen. He was arrested in Marseille for carrying a Kalashnikov rifle, and pardon me, Jeff. It was an AK, okay, this guy was walking around with an AK-47. That's what he was doing. But he was maintained, but he engaged his silence. He was allowed to engage in his right to silence for 24 hours before interrogation. Apparently, this is what I'm getting. And if Paul can correct me on that one, I would very much appreciate it. But French police, they had arrested a suspect allegedly tied to the shooting last week of the Brussels Jewish Museum. And this is what AFP reported on Sunday, Jeff.
Yes.
And he was a French citizen, like I say. His name was Mehdi Nemrouch, 29 years old. Oh, hey, Jeff, have you seen the Shahid group lately?
Not lately, Kel. Come on, tell me a bit more.
Well, this dude was arrested on Friday, and it was at a custom inspection at the Saint-Charles bus station in Marseille. Well, he was on a bus from Amsterdam headed towards Brussels. Okay. So, Nemoche, he had in his possession an AK-47, the same type used by the Brussels shooter, and a GoPro portable camera, also thought to have been used by the gunman. Well, well, well. And he was also, just, it gets better, he was also carrying a revolver and ammunition, and among his packed clothes, he had a baseball cap that resembled that worn by the shooter, seen on CCTV.
Ah.
That is the footage. Yeah, yeah,
but
I know.
It's like he's bang to rights, isn't he, Kel? What they call bang to rights.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
Know. He
Amazing,
is a resident of the city of Robic, also known to French security services, and this site is known to security services in France. Like, Robux is rather renowned for what they are capable of coming up to. And he was also suspected, Jeff, of fighting alongside jihad elements in, Syria.
Yeah.
In 2013. Somebody is calling me. Okay.
How rude. I
Hang
know
on.
That you brought me.
Sorry about that, Jeff.
No problem.
But he was also known to, be found to be fighting along jihadi elements in Syria. And that was from 2013. And this is what Le Monde reported, Jeff. Now, according to Reuters, he had been in jail in 2012. And to remind people, we are talking about Mehdi Nemouch, who is a 29-year-old French national. And, so let's scroll down a little bit on this. Okay, Jeff, so here we go. We've got this going on. We have a French national who is a Muslim who is going over to Syria to fight, and he's coming back with tricks, okay? And there's they arrest him, and this is what they have to say. Jeff, take a listen to this.
Cool.
Okay, let me bring this bad boy up.
The moment of horror when a gunman walked into the Jewish Museum in Brussels. The blurred image in the doorway behind him is one of his victims. Captured on security camera, the man pulls out a Kalashnikov rifle and opens fire. The people inside had no chance. He then packs up his things and seemingly walks calmly away. Today, the Jewish community mourned its dead. The victims were all shot in the neck and face, and included an Israeli couple, a French woman, and a Belgian man. Many are in shock, but not all are surprised.
We were very sad and disappointed to hear about this event. However, we were not surprised. People speak to the street, people say, "Don't a Jew," people could say, "Go back to Israel," or things like that. When we sit on a daily basis, we understood that something terrible might happen.
Police are investigating a number of motives, but their main line of inquiry is that it was an anti-Semitic attack. Security has now been stepped up at synagogues and other Jewish sites across the country. It's now been over 24 hours since the shooting took place at the museum, and police appear to be struggling to identify the killer. Prosecutors say whoever carried out this attack was well prepared and probably acted alone. They're calling on the public to help. The Jewish community in Belgium is 40,000 strong, and its leaders have recently reported a rise in hate crimes. The police hope the release of CCTV images will help track down the killer. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, and for the moment, the gunman remains at large. Duncan Crawford, BBC News, Brussels.
Which I find rather shocking, Jeff, because the Muslims always like to take responsibility for slaughter, right?
Yes, yes.
And, you know, this is unreal. And once again, we have to thank Paul Alexander for this link and
thank
for
you,
the feed. Very
thank you so much.
Much
for that. I've just looked at the time, Kel. We've got 3 minutes now. I've got to thank you for that as well, and Paul for the
we're out of time.
We are. We've got 2 minutes now. I've got to. Also, I'm just going to bring Poppy in just for a quick second. Sue. Sue, so good to have you on. We just want to bring you back and say good night to you, and thank you for being here and being a part of the show this evening. God bless you, Sue.
Oh, well, God bless you and Cal and everyone in
love
the
chat. Love you, Sue.
I love all of you, too. Never surrender.
Ever.
Thank you, Sue. And Cal, as I said, we've got 90 seconds now. So thanks for that once again, Cal, for the great slides, all the great work you've done tonight with the show with myself, and to all our listeners out there and everybody in the chat room. Thank you so much for being here and supporting the show tonight, and all our listeners, and wherever you might be. Thank you so much. With that, we've got to do this because people like to hear some of the music play, Kel. So good night, and thank you, Kel, and good night, Sue.
Yeah, you betcha. And we'll see everybody tomorrow night.
Good night,
you
guys.
Bet.
Here we go. We're going
good
underground.
Night.
With about...
Love you, Sue.
Good night, Kel. Good night, guys.
My say my life is in a rut. Quite happy what I've got. People might say that I should strive for more, but I'm so happy I can't see the fine things happening here today. A show of strength with your five brigade. I'm so happy and you're so fine. You want more money, of course I don't mind. If I need you like that for far from its prime, then the public gets what the public wants. But I want nothing. Going underground, going underground, going underground, going underground.
might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging green and black. Two years of what you get. You made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your lead and don't place your trust. And the lies will shut down and their promises run. You'll be killing machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give up.
But just going to a quick just archive just for a second, because I've got to make a call. I've got to ring someone. It's really important. So, Kel, once again, thank you for being here tonight with me. It's been a fantastic show as usual. And thanks for all your hard work and that. God bless you, Kel.
My pleasure, Jeff. And I will see you tomorrow night.
You certainly will, darling. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your evening. God bless you, Kel.
Thank
you,
guys, sir.
And, this is the English Defence League radio show. Sign off for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully we'll have a Comedy Central tomorrow night, haven't we? We've got a great show anyway. So there you go. For myself and Kel, we're signing off. Good night, guys. God bless you. Not forgetting. No surrender, ever. Good night, guys.